Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We always, on Fridays, try to see who had a good week and who had a bad week. John, you had a pretty good week with your trip to Miami,
but good.
Some people didn't have so great a week.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Or should we say some songs? That's a lovely song, Simon
and
Garfunkel.
You got a vinyl copy of that in your collection there, Todd? I have it on MP3, of course.
He probably, though, doesn't have this version of it. Nice, nice. Muzak takes
going all
on
the way down to the lobby here in the elevator. Let me press L.
But, you know, we're talking about a good week for people who don't like Muzak, because in Oregon, this is a good week for you.
Because?
Because the state DMV canceled their subscription to the Muzak service. Now they just get safety tips when they call in and get put on hold.
It was costing them $160 a month to listen to that music.
Yeah.
Not anymore. All right, so we got to get to the bad week, right? It was a bad week, potentially, for lovers of lox with bagels. Todd, you have lox on your bagels?
Every Sunday. It's a tradition, isn't it?
Okay, there you go. Okay, so that could be a lot of people. Traditionally, Jewish smoked salmon. It's a delicacy. It goes so well with bagels and cream cheese, as we all know. But it's causing a bit of a stink with some Orthodox rabbis who claim the staple may not be up to code.
The kosher dietary law prohibits the ingestion of any living organisms, worms, flies, etc. Some rabbis, mostly out of Israel, actually, brought concerns that there may be parasites found on the flesh of the fish.
Little living parasites, which makes it, okay, non-kosher. That's Rabbi Moshe Elefant. He's the chief operating officer of the Orthodox Union, the world's largest kosher certification agency. If you ever see the label OU or OU Parve on your food, salt, anything kosher, really, it's the rabbi's stamp of approval. So what does the culinary intellectual say when it comes to lox?
But this specific question about parasites found on the flesh of fish is actually not a new question, and it's been discussed by rabbis for hundreds of years, and the ruling has been and continues to be that the fish is fine.
Typically Talmudic. It could be fine, but maybe it's not fine.
They've been arguing about parasites on lox for hundreds of years.
Bad week possibly averted for all you lox fans out there. And you can actually go to the FDA website, and they give you suggestions on how to kill the live nematodes.
Salt.
That's right. Salting your fish.
If you have suggestions on who had a good week or who had a bad week in the news, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a message on our website, thetakeaway.org. It's probably going to be a bad week if you wanted extra sleep.
Congressman Massa, don't eat any salmon, okay?
You have to set your clocks ahead an hour this weekend
that's nasty.
Because of daylight saving time. Bad week for sleep.